two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Never been done before.
We're talking about a subject.
To bring you to the light.
Farewell to you, people.
Davey D, Hard Knock Radio, hanging out with you this afternoon. One of the wonderful things that we get to do with this show is talk to people who are chronicling history, world history, black history, history that is often being erased, not fully appreciated, and overlooked. And there's an abundance of people who are putting shoulder to the grind here in the Bay Area. One of them is our guest this afternoon. His name is Derwin Brown, and he's been making a lot of waves with an exhibit that is celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Oakland Public Library. That's right, libraries. Libraries that are under attack all around the country. Libraries that have seen some of their curators and librarians arrested because they refuse to remove books from the shelf. Libraries that are being defunded because they are doing historical exhibits like the one we're about to talk about. Black American Sound System presents Soul, Sonics, and Sound Systems. And joining us this afternoon is Derwin Brown. Derwin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
For people who don't know, give a little bit of, you know, Derwin 101.
Who are you?
What's your function in this junction, as they like to say?
Of course. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. It wouldn't be right to start off this interview without saying that I am a student of Davey D, hip hop's class, San Francisco State. I know he hardly remembers me because there's so many people running through that amazing class. I did get an A back in 2022. On my report on old school hip hop and African Bambaataa. Yes, sir. I'm a 27-year-old music major and political science law major who stepped out of San Francisco State like many young people today looking for their next. And I stumbled across my genealogy report that highlighted my ancestors in Texas, who were some of the first Black people to create churches and amplified sound systems post-slavery. I looked into my genealogy in Georgia when they were located in the most surveilled slave state in America at the time during slavery, and them creating music and self-sustaining villages. And so using that lineage, I created my own path and thus creating sound systems. I had been doing sound at my church back in South Central LA for some time. I'm a church boy raised, learning to play all instruments. I'm a huge Prince fan. I run my own band and record my own music. And I, like you had mentioned, it was very hard for me to find a platform for my music, and all my homies to find a platform for music, whether that's in the Bay Area with venues or competing with the music industry and all this digital AI slop crap that's going on. And so I wanted to honor that. And so I created the platform and stage that is Black American Sound System. This exhibition came about because a lot of me and my friends hang out on Sundays listening to vinyl old schools, Confunction, Sheila E., just to name a few, Tower of Power. And eventually we started finding connections between all of these vinyl and some of the stories that we're hearing. We were like, okay, Destiny's Child was running the lake with Dwayne Wiggins. Okay, Prince was out here pretending to be Sly Stone to shop around Sweet Thing. Hold On was recorded out here in Oakland with En Vogue. And so I began to paint the full picture of the history within the Black Bay Area, and we approached the Oakland Public Library, and the rest is history. We put out the Sonic Archives, some really dope ephemera from Yoshi's and Kimball's and Jeffrey's Inner Circle, and then Some of the new stuff as well, from my own music to Overcast, to Aroma, some of the new people out here, past, present, and future of Black soul music here in the Bay. And we built a listening room and a 8-foot sound system, custom to go along with it. So it's been a blessing for sure.
So there are many layers to what you are talking about and doing.
Yes, sir.
And I want to start off with the sound system. There's a rich history of sound systems that are connected to hip hop.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, the story goes that on one hand, there was a sound clash and sound system culture in Jamaica. And many Jamaicans were migrating to New York and brought that with them. And along with that was naming their sound system. You know, so they would have unique names for that. And it's been a part and parcel to hip hop. At the same time, as you pointed out, you know, I doubt if your family in Texas was sitting around twiddling their thumbs and saying, when are the Jamaicans going to come along? And show us the way, just like I don't think Jamaicans were sitting in Kingston somewhere going, when are the folks from the States going to show? I think what people, I think what
Who's
people, right?
gonna build
I think what people are the drum, and we create the drum in many ways, sometimes
this?
simultaneously, and sometimes it overlaps. But what I'm really curious about is, you know, well, coming back to the Bay, what I found to be interesting was the fact that because many of us that were DJing, and in particular those who are part of hip hop, we couldn't afford stuff. So we wound up buying, you know, equipment from Radio Shack at the time and trying to build our own systems. You know, didn't work the first couple of times, but you know, you figured it out. And I think everybody has stories. You know, my favorite story is, you know, doing a party at Rochdale Village up on Hayes Street in Berkeley, and somebody goes, "The speaker's on fire," and then everybody started saying, "The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire," because that was a song at the time. And somebody's like, "No, the speaker's on fire for real," and the speaker was on fire, and somebody
Yo,
damn near burnt their hand trying to put it out
been there.
because we had miswired the sound system. You know, we didn't know. We didn't know ohms and amperages, and you know, had like four woofers in a box, and you know, we learned. You know, we
You gotta
learned
learn.
after that. But meanwhile, across town, you had you know, a whole mobile scene with primarily Filipino DJs who were either collecting speakers and building their own sound systems. And you know, and so that you had that going on. And then, like you said, you know, there are folks at churches and other places, it's like, we can't afford no speakers, so we're gonna, you know, we're gonna do something. And
The
it seems
Algeria.
like you've been tapping into that. But let's talk a little bit about the history as you saw it, especially coming out of the South, you know, the building of sound systems and what was going on with your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, my first relation to sound was being a musical artist. You know, I was touring. I still am with my own music, and I, as someone, like I said, who listens to a lot of Prince and a lot of electronic music, mixing those acoustic instruments and electronic instruments can be a pain during sound check. So I'm doing a lot of that myself. But when it comes down to the history, I learned through my research, as you had mentioned before, yes, sound systems originated in Jamaica from segregation. Speaking to a lot of the people who taught me how to build sound systems were some Jamaican dudes in Oakland who are associated with the Black Burner Project and Burning Man, who've been here for years and doing reggae radio in Berkeley. And so I was going to a lot of late night raves. And I'm looking at this box and I'm like, oh, this looks like something that someone had made. It looks like something I could do. This box is just, it's a couple, you know, what is it, four pieces of wood and then the woofer, so it's fine. He told me to come back the next morning, a couple hours. I was very tired, maybe even a little hungover. And we were at Home Depot at the crack of dawn and he taught me that full day. How it relates directly to me, it's completely ancestral. I didn't go to school for design. I didn't go to school for any of that. And as you mentioned, it's been a resource game. One of my favorite stories is my first sound system called the Cornbread Sound System, which is now the larger one that I have. This was during SnapGap, if anyone remembers that, way back in 2025 now. And I didn't have a lot of resources at the time. I didn't have a job. And so what I did was, after learning about this genealogy report and learning about how I can make speakers, I was called to make one with very little money that I had. And that process of alchemy reminded me a lot of what was happening along the lines of the Great Migration, meaning with my ancestors. So there's the Freedmen's Bureau, the first version of what people will consider SNAP. My ancestors were given portions of corn and ham hocks, what have you, and grit. And so with that, with those rations, which was considered poor man's rations, they created meals that sustained my family and my bloodline for years, including cornbread. And so that same process is what inspired cornbread. So don't get me wrong, like I was also dealing with the fires and is this turning on right? Does this sound cool? But I built my first sound system from scraps here in Oakland, digging in the recycling bin, digging, buying very little bit of wood, and then to consider it high value art, and put it in a museum context and be like, this is what I was raised on, this is what we can do, has been a blessing. And then even connecting that history to what happens out here in Oakland, a lot of my research, I am a huge proponent of oral history. And talking to your community, talking to your uncles and your aunties, the people who've been out here because they know. And so when I was trying to figure out the connection between sound systems and California, they instantly pointed me to car audio, scrapers, old schools. Those are the mobile sound systems that people are creating.
Oh, so you're looking at the car sound systems.
Oh yeah,
And
here's
you know,
the
that's
car show.
interesting because many people wouldn't think of it that way.
It's the
They
same
would just
system.
say the car, but actually, yeah, it's a mobile sound system.
Yeah, y'all
You
were
know, I'm looking at it
engineers.
from a DJ standpoint, you
Oh.
know. And so, you know, it's like, you know, how are we going to, you know, make this party rock? And somebody else is looking at it from, you know, how can I outblast, you know, my opponent? So I gotta, you know, get the wood and everything. But then you're absolutely right. The car system is the same thing. What I think we all have in common is we want loud music and everybody to hear it.
And to be free, and you know, and the reason
And
that
wait,
it's
and there's one other, you know,
please.
people are also making their own boxes.
Oh,
So
yeah,
when I came up, people would take, you know, like, you know, how can I make the bigger radio? You know, and you have one guy carry a radio, then the next thing you
what?
know, you got the big radio on the shoulder. And then you started seeing fools make these radios, right, from scraps and put them on skateboards. And we're talking about in the 70s. So with the whole car thing, you know, I guess it's something that I just never considered, but it is a sound system and it's custom made, right?
Absolutely, and these are engineers in in our community, you know, putting that stuff together. These are designers, and so when I started doing my research, I realized that they were such a huge part of what we do, and so that's the reason why I had to get in connection with a lot of the old school car crews out here, and that's how our closing reception is going to be. We're having a car show, old school. Car show at the lake, as it was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? A real deal slideshow, dress code, let everybody pull up, have some nice music, and really kind of show the past, the present, and future of sound systems within the Black community here in the Bay.
Two things.
Yes,
One,
sir.
have the sound system changed over the years from what you can see? I mean, with the advent of new cars, are people like, nah, you know, these Priuses are good, but I need an old school Impala, you know, because of the trunk. And then with the advent of technology with new speakers. You know, so what have you found, you know, is happening?
Yeah, I found that it's a political game, man.
Oh,
Sound is
really?
Sound is political, absolutely. Not only is it a resource game by means of who got the hottest equipment, who can put the most bread down to get the Japanese subwoofer from way over there to put in their stuff, but it also comes down to what you're playing and who you're playing it for. One thing I learned about the old schools, in their words, they used to play it for the people they try to scoop up. You know, the women, they go play the Keith Sweat, they go play the Zappa Rogers, DJ sound systems. They're looking for the
Well,
bass.
that was back in the day, is
Yeah,
what you're
back in the
talking
day, right?
about. Because now when I hear the sound system, I maybe, I don't want to sound
Yeah,
like the old man on the porch, but if what I'm hearing outside my window is scooping people, boy,
oh
we're in a whole different thing. I'm hearing stuff,
no.
I'm like, whoa, whoa,
Right, and that's a whole
whoa,
different vibe,
whoa. Yeah, that's a
right.
whole, it's like you got to turn that down, brother.
Right.
I don't want to be prudish, but
Right. Add to
I heard, yeah.
the war zone. Right. Right. So the different things around. So it's that's that politics. It's geographical. It's territorial. But what I had noticed coming into this industry, is and if I could be very frank, it is very white and it's very expensive. It's a very expensive industry to be in. I'm finding that we do not own. Not only do we not own our sound, whether that's through contracts, through licensing, we also don't own the tools that the sound comes through. We don't own the speakers. We don't create those things. And so, reclaiming that through this practice has been very much key, especially in what I do and keeping it very organic within my own design philosophy. I gotta tell you. Within that recognition of politics and America 250, whatever the heck that is, and all of that, I have decided to be a lot more bolder with my design. Hence, the Oakland Tower speakers that I created, which is the 2 8-foot by 3 sound speakers that are loud in the library and tall and stark, and it's there. And the reason why I did that is because in the library, in a space that, as you had mentioned, full of censorship, full of a place that is known to be quiet, to be the first Black exhibition in a 75-year history, we wanted to make an intentional statement by saying we are here, we are present, and not only that, our sound is valuable and belongs in these institutions. From the Alice Coltranes, the jazz, to Confunction, to even West Oakland Tuesday, all of those things, those are all art. That's all art that we contributed here, and it's valuable.
Doran, let me ask you this. You mentioned something, and I don't want it to go over people's heads.
Yeah.
You talked about design, and also you went through an apprenticeship, so to speak. So you had some OGs,
Little bit.
some Jamaican OGs. It's like, come into the lab, young man, and let me
Yeah.
show you how you have to wire. Just like when I was putting my system together, somebody had to pull me in and be like, man, let me show you about ohms and wattages and pulling out the little things,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But what, and then I'm thinking back to, the Grandmaster Flashes and the DJ Barons and the Cool Hercs and everybody who all, Herc had JC, Imperial JC. So, he was the guy that knew the electricity and he had his dad. And so there's a
Yeah.
genius there. And I also found that in your design, you learn little tricks,
Yeah.
and you have some things. And I don't think, one, it's scientific at a certain point.
Certainly.
There may be some, proprietary type of things that you discovered, like if I build this type of box. I'm looking at your boxes now, right? You got the two holes, right? But you had to probably learn if I put the two holes at the bottom, it's going to give me one sound. But if I put it over here, it's
Yep.
going to give me another. But if I got an 8-foot box, so it's all these different things. And I want to know if, and that's just you building speakers. We won't even get into all the ingenuity that goes when you start dealing with cars.
Yeah.
And what that means, and people figuring that out. And I don't think people ever give folks from your background and from the East and West Oaklands and the North Richmonds and the Fruitvales their
Yeah.
credit for designing, design.
Yeah,
and coming up
absolutely.
with something. And meanwhile, we got Silicon Valley, and they're tooting their horn, and you might have a Meyer sound system, which is considered top of the line, right down the street. And so,
OHAS,
right, so how do we, how have you been able to, well, what have you noticed, one, about our ingenuity? Do we see ourselves as technologically proficient individuals who are creating something that can be passed down? Do we even own that design at a certain point, or have we looked to perfect? Have you gone on to perfect the cornbread sound system and do something where, somebody goes, I need a cornbread. There's a Myers, there's a Clips, there's this, but I need a cornbread. Two cornbreads and we're good.
Absolutely. That so a little thing about that, just about the design philosophy, my grandfather is very, very old school. He one of the southern men who from the military who can fix anything if you look at it, you know.
Right.
And so I was raised on that knowledge, but also yeah, that the design in general, it is always tweaking. I am always live tuning this sound system specifically for R&B and soul and jazz music and vinyl. Creating the box, of course. Yeah,
So
absolutely.
you created the box so it can really handle vinyl, because that's a difference
Exactly.
than what I'm doing. What I okay, okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it has that bass where it's like, okay, it's going to be jumping because these are older speakers. These are from these are ones that I had the honor of salvaging, these vintage speakers from Japan 1980, that can handle large venues and concert stadiums, but
Oh, so
also
you
live
added to
music.
their design and freaked that out a bit, or?
Yeah, I freaked it out a bit. I like to put it together like a puzzle piece. But the real design and the real science, as you mentioned, it does come from the box, from building the wood, the how much air is going through it, how much space is in between the equipment, how much impedance, the ohms, the electricity. Making the box as large as possible was intentional, so that way, not only in design it says that I'm there, but in sound it's wide. And it has a good amount of bass that it's recognizable within the vinyl, but it's not pounding on you when it's very low. Those are
Is it a
things.
clean bass?
Oh, very, very clean bass. Yes,
Because
absolutely.
that was always the hard thing, to get it to be clean,
Man,
which means you had to, man, there's a whole lot of
that
things you had
clipping.
to do in that.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. And you try
So,
to seal the box. Oh, it's a whole thing, man.
yeah,
I'm telling you.
sealing the box. So nowadays, you have a bunch of things on YouTube, and you also have computers, right? So there are folks that walk up and they got like everything computerized and they got chips and all that. Are you using those? Or
No, I
no?
am.
Oh,
I
you
am.
really?
Yeah, so I'm using technology, of course, to run my numbers and to run the ohms and I'm looking up like other ways and YouTube videos that people have done it, but with this design, I approach it the same way I approach my music. My job is to be an antenna. To be the cleanest antenna possible, so that way I could receive the lessons to do so, and I'll see it and I'll envision it, I'll sketch it out, I'll get some numbers down and try to get the measurements, and then I'll test it and I'll sit down with it and see how it works, come up with the prototype, and then I built it by hand, and a lot of my homies will come and help me. They're like, "What are we doing here?" And I'm like, "Okay, measure this out," and it works out that way.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of wood did you use?
This one I use birch plywood. Birch plywood.
Okay.
Yeah,
Was
good.
that the best?
Yeah, this is good for resonance. It's sturdy. That way there's a lot more air coming out of it, but it won't
But
break
it's also
apart.
heavy, though,
Yeah, that thing
right?
is heavy. Yeah, them speakers are very heavy, man. Let me tell you. That's why I had to get myself a team. Can't do it all on
Right.
your own. You
I
can't.
know the first time I did something like that, I said, well, I didn't have much money. I'm in college. Let me go get this particle board.
Same,
And
yeah.
the guy said, you don't want to use no particle board.
No.
And I was like, man, I'm going to use this particle board. And I didn't know
Yes.
about sealing.
Yeah.
I just put some screws, and somebody said, you probably want to glue that down. I was like, I ain't gluing it down. Now, mine came apart.
Yeah. It will, and it's
Mine
like
came
pancakes.
apart,
Yeah.
but what was the trial and error for you, and What did you learn to seal with, and what did the old Jamaicans teach you, and did you, and I guess, well, let me just toss this in here, because I said here in the Bay, at least, there were other groups of people flipping sounds, right? So it wasn't, I mean, there's a history we have as Black folks, but I'm looking next door and I'm seeing some other folks that are also
Who doing the
doing
same
sound
thing?
system, and they have a whole politic, and so your homie from down the street who's Japanese might be, this is what we're doing. So, what were you able to learn from them? What did they learn from you? And, or was that a political thing where they like, ah, man, it's a old, there's an old secret that goes back to, the such and such family dynasty, and we, unless your name is, Mr. Smith, if you're not a Smith, we can't give it to you.
They be doing that. They be doing that.
Really?
They did a little bit of that with me, and I'm like, okay, I gotta figure some of this stuff. Like some of their wiring, I had to figure out on my own. I'm like, okay, I see how
Oh,
y'all
so
do that.
people do keep them secrets.
Oh
Huh.
yeah, it's very competitive. Very competitive. How
Okay.
you power the sound, what it sounds like, what you're holding. And I'm not the only sound system out here in the Bay Area. I got my little cred, but but what they had taught me, first things first, it's all about the skank. And I was like, what the heck is skank? It's that sound within reggae, especially within dub, where you hear the vibration of the bass that is echoed after. That is gonna push as much power out of your subs and your bass as possible, and that's what makes it break. That's what's gonna make
Okay.
it. So being aware of that, bracing, and
Oh,
gluing.
that's right, the bracing,
Yeah,
yeah.
very, very key. And then also with these speakers, because the stuffing is so important, the filling, when it comes to the space within the speaker. And so typically I would use cotton. This time for these larger speakers, I use old denim. It's a drying
What?
fabric. The sound, yeah, it dampens it. It creates a nice thing. I've ripped up some denim and stapled it across that 8 foot them
See,
speakers, and it's
these are the little secrets.
oh yeah, it's like
Somebody else is like, ah, he's using denim. I'm using earwax.
and trust me, I've been in that.
I collect everybody's earwax, and
It's
it's different than elephant earwax, but I,
right.
you know.
Oh, using this brand with that brand, and that's how you'll sound. Yeah, that's the thing. And the craziest part, like you said, it's like making pancakes, man. My first speaker, that pancake was so black, so dark, so uneatable. The sound was horrible, man. And I've also been in a situation where I'm in the middle of a rave. I remember that'd be about last year. They said, turn it up, and it's starting to clip. It started smoking. I was like, oh damn. Like this started to become a thing. And so you learn as you go, and with the wiring, and I think that's the fun part about it. And I let people know that this is a live, living art exhibition and experiment that y'all witnessing right here. This is history. You know what I'm saying? This isn't the clean cookie cutter. This is real music, and we know what it sounds like and what it's supposed to sound like. So we're in it together. But luckily, I haven't had any issues as of lately, so it's cool.
Durin Brown is our guest. Let me ask you this, Durin. You mentioned, that the mobile systems were also cars. So what have you learned from the car folks? Are y'all exchanging notes? Because I would imagine the sound that they're getting when they are customizing their systems for the car is going to be different than what you're doing. And at the same time, I've seen people pull up their cars and plug in turntables and be like, this is going to bump. So you have a few layers and levels in that. And I know there's always politics around the car systems, but I just want to know how you navigated that. And, are they sitting up there going, oh, the cornbread is pretty good, but let me show you the Chevy Impala. This is what we do from East Oakland. It's different than West Oakland. They got a different sound, and them cats in Vallejo, their thing is, this is a deep East Oakland.
I got a lot of listen, I got a lot of new uncles and aunties out here in the Bay Area, I'll tell you. It started with, like I said, Thanksgiving with my uncles, they would put me out and play me some Isley Brothers I ain't never heard before in between a meal. And I just love those interactions. But when I came up here, and started doing this research. At first went to the library and I was like, okay, do you guys have any things on scrapers? They were like, scrapers, old schools. We don't know what you're talking about. I had to call
Were they
people.
calling them scrapers back in the days?
They were calling them scrapers back in the days, old school. I know that the name was interchangeable. Old school is probably the most common. But when I was doing this research, I had to call on my people who are from the Bay Area, and their families and the families I've been integrated with and raised with and been blessed with. And one day we got on a group call, maybe about 7 in the morning, and they having all these older folk calling me before work and telling me, yeah, we used to ride down International. Y'all young kids don't know nothing about, sideshows, all that killing and stuff. We used to dress
Well,
up.
they would say East 14th.
Oh yeah. They East
Yeah,
14.
not
They said we used to
international.
call, we used to ride down. He said we Keith Sweat, Zapp Rogers, man. Like, I don't know what y'all doing. And one of the things that they had told me, which is amazing, is that they said, "What they it's very much sound, like sound clashes. Who's the loudest and the crispest when it comes to the sound? Whose car can we hear 3 blocks down, and the sound is clear? And when you drive away, the pitch isn't changing, or is it distorted? That's what's key." And like you said, it's very political. I want to say, although it's definitely the most exciting part of my research, it was definitely the most political. It car doing car audio anywhere, specifically in California, specifically in Oakland, very territorial,
Really?
very racialized. You'd be surprised
Really?
how many garages I pulled up to. I'm not going to. You would be surprised how many times I pulled up to a garage in Oakland, asking to learn more about their history and their design, and how they do things, and how we can honor them in an exhibition. And they were telling me they don't want to do anything with Black people. Or anything with the West Side. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And so when I go to the people who are advocates for this, that's why the history is so important to them. That's why they're like, yeah, y'all having a car show? Yeah, you want this interview? Like, we'll pull up with 10, 14 people at the lake on the 26th. Sure. Let me tell you how we did this. Here's the pictures. Here's how we did this. Now, the one thing they won't tell me, and they said they won't disclose this, is how they got the sound system. These cars are expensive. And you have to sometimes some people had good jobs, other people had interesting jobs to do that, as they like to specify with me. But either way, that money and all that time was going towards that investment. And I'm grateful for the
But the
history.
important thing is that they know how to build their sound system.
Absolutely, and know what it's supposed to sound like, and the playlist that goes with it. It's a tradition. It's a ritual. There are songs you don't play. There are songs you do play. There's things. There's ways that things have to be tuned in order for it to sound right. And that I, they have really laid that foundation for me.
Wow. Is it different geographically? So let's go back to your roots in Texas. So I know when I'm down in Texas, and especially if you get to Houston, like we may have side shows here, right? And they'll have a bumping system. And they got their own car culture, right? Their jumps. They got a different type of sound, right? They have a different type of look with their cars. And that's different than when you go to a place like Miami. Right? Or when you go to Atlanta. So what have you found geographically speaking in terms of the way people are conducting sound? And I mean, we're just looking at cars right now, but have you found that, with what you're doing with actual speaker systems, is there a geographical type of style that shows up when you leave the, when you leave the Golden State and go to another locale?
You can't take the LA boy out of the boy, no matter the combination of South Central and Oakland, Texas. So I think that first of all, around the community gathering part, it's gotta it, when you are constructing a sound system, very much like DJing, etc. You got to think about the audience, multi-generational. Can I play something older? Can I play something newer? Can this the sound system handle it? And that's what I had learned back in the South, like you said, with the car culture. My cousins, after family reunions, I'm getting ready to do the same thing this year. They would pull out their old schools, Also with the horses, I'm an Oakland cow a black cowboy
Right.
as of recently. And they playing Project Pat, they playing Chopped and Screwed, they playing Slim B, they playing all of that stuff. And then out here, very similarly, that very bass heavy, very slow. And so there's similarities there. I will say the difference though, more hip hop, G funk, focused out here in California. There's a little bit, there's a lot more R&B elements, a lot more jazz elements out here in the Bay Area. And I think that has to do a lot with the sampling that was occurring here, within the 80s and the 90s.
Well,
But
also a lot of people also doing live musicianship as well.
exactly, and that transferring over, thinking about the
Right.
Tony Tony Tones, thinking about Tara Powers, they had to create sound systems around their large bands, and but also still keeping that same track feel, that same hip hop feel. When I think about Let's Get Down, hitting on that four each time,
Okay.
you want to feel that.
I'm talking about Tony. Right.
Exactly. Those are things that I had noticed, that are very similar, but also very different about each of the areas. Definitely, it comes down to the genre. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So can your cornbread sound system handle the new stuff that's happening? Can it handle the hyphy stuff from the past?
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, I mean, 'cause you come to the Bay, you gotta, play everybody from Jacka to Too Short to PLO, and the sounds range. And then there's a whole bunch of folks. I don't know who they are. I hear them when they drive by my car, my house. I don't know who they are, but can your sound system handle it? 'Cause some of that sound is shaking my window, and they're block away. I'm like, good Lord, and they're rolling through,
Last.
and because of the bike lanes now, they're sitting there. It used to be like they would just roll through. Now you got to sit there like, oh man, he gonna be here for the next 25 minutes.
Right, now I gotta hear this Bruno Mars remix with
Well, there ain't no,
the
I wish it was Bruno Mars. I don't know what it is,
Tuesday. So no,
but can your sound system, can the cornbread handle it all?
absolutely. It's been great to witness in the way that it can handle it. And I think other than its size, but I think the intention put into it creates that. The equipment that I used to create it has a history of large venues and spaces and bass heavy environments, which is great. But also, testing, very much like a mad
Okay.
scientist, is key. So what I have done intentionally throughout the exhibition is during the listening rooms, I've had guest DJs come in from different genres, different generations, come and play different things and test it. And it's been really cool to see the way that it's been tuned, and then myself playing on it live, playing my own music on it live. That creates the difference, and that's what creates the moment and the history for the speakers. So it's aware of that sound, and it can be pushed that high and brought down that low.
So this is the last week you're doing this, right?
Well,
Okay,
almost.
tell everybody where they can see this and what's going to be happening this weekend.
So this what I'm presenting is Soul Sonics and Sound Systems, which is the first part of my Black American Sound System anthology. It's the listening room and archival sonic exhibition that's happening at Oakland Public Library. That's on view till April 26th.
So they go there, they get to see the posters, the pictures, the speakers are there.
James Brown,
They
Kimball's
can listen,
advocate.
all that. So that's all important history,
Absolutely. And my own personal vinyl collection, we have some original pressings, Sheila E. Confection. So we have some really nice stuff there. And then on Sunday, we have our car show picnic, our Sunday sound service. We'll be taking the speakers outside to the lake at 1 p.m. And we'll be hosting an old school car show, as well as having a couple of DJs come out. And playing for the community, we have Drink Thick, who is providing free refreshments. It should be a great event. We're expecting maybe about 150 to 200 people. It'll be really nice keeping it.
Which part of the lake?
The Lake Mary Boathouse.
Oh, okay. So you'll be down by the boathouse.
Yeah,
Okay.
boathouse.
Okay.
Dress code, old schools, vinyl. We'll have some of the ephemera out there, some of the concert posters. It should be a good time. It should be a good time.
So as we close out, Derwin, can the cornbread, can it hang with the JBL system? You know,
Absolutely.
if I brought out a, if, you know, I got my QSCs, you know, I got the high end, you know, subwoofers, and, you know, I got the 12s. If I brought that out and set it up, will the cornbread fold or will the cornbread survive?
You know, the best way I can put it is, you go to McDonald's and get a burger. You can go to Burger King and get a burger. When you go home and your mama make you a burger, or you make your own,
Oh,
it hits
there you
different.
go.
The flavor is different, man. The intention is different. I mean, it's cool. You can smack on that, but
This
what I
brother
do is
just
different.
called my QSC
Just
and
a little different,
he called it McDonald's. He
it's just
called
a
my
little.
sis
A little seasoning.
you said my system was McDonald's.
I'm talking about the seasoning, man. Take it how it's. I'm sure it's good. I'm sure even outlasts maybe. But what we doing here? It's just a little. It's a little flavor. It's a little swaggy. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that,
Oh,
there's the size and the sound to that. So
and none of my speakers are 8 feet tall.
yeah. I'm about to say that too. You want to
But
look cool.
I'm gonna say this, man. Sometimes that's an illusion.
It is. It is.
Because I remember I did this party, and you know, and it was at Cal, and I think it was like one of the Asian clubs. And
Yeah.
they was like heavy into sound, like, you know, they like when they hired me, they came to the house. It was like they wanted to see the speakers. You
Yeah.
know, I'm like, what? You know, like we need to know what type of sound because they, you know, these folks at I forget which club it was. And I was like, man, my system will handle it. You know, and it's like, are you sure? Because, you know, we used to at that time it was having clips and earthquakes and, you know, it
Yeah.
was a big deal. So they didn't want no half stepping. And I remember I built those boxes. And he walked in, and I had these huge boxes that were on the stage. And you didn't feel nothing in front of it, but my boy had set it so you could feel it in the back. So you walked in, you'd look and be like, okay, I can feel it. Wouldn't feel it in the front, but I had a whole bunch lined up on the stage.
Yeah.
You know, the good illusion, you know.
It's
I
an
don't know if
illusion,
I
you're
could,
right.
I don't know if I could do it a second time, you know, because some of
Nah.
them folks was really like, hey, man, you know, that system, when you move to this spot in the room, you don't really hear no, you know, they was up on it.
Yeah. So, and it's all about
So,
that zoning too. And
is the cornbread an illusion?
oh, absolutely not. But
Okay.
it's very real. You have to come in, you'll come have to see it. But I will say, cornbread, yeah, now that it's out in the world, I will say what's next is building another one. Built
Okay.
right off of that. We're preparing for the second.
Do the Jamaican homies sign off, and the OG Jamaican,
Oh yeah, they
the
sign
reggae
off.
folks, are they signing? Are
Oh yeah.
they're verifying this? They're
Yeah,
giving
they
you good. They're giving you good Yelp reviews.
they like that. Yeah, they like the way it sounds. They said, okay, you're doing good.
Okay,
That's that.
okay,
So
okay.
that's the verification for me. Outside
Right,
of
right.
institutions and all of that, it's been beautiful. But when I have people in the community, when I have people who've been doing this, being like, okay, you're doing good, young man, I see you, or this is
So
how you can
the
tweak
old
this.
school car folks are signing off, and the OG Jamaicans are signing
Yeah,
off.
now I got Davey D. I'm chilling.
But I don't know. You just called my sound system McDonald's, man. I'm like, man,
I know
did
you can bring it out, bring it out, bring it out. We can do a clash. We can do a
No,
clash,
I'm not gonna do a clash, man.
man.
You know, my hands are hurting, man. I can't lift the speakers, man. You know, I gotta get my hair done. You know,
I
get new braids, man.
gotta
You
get the
know.
braids. Yeah, I gotta let my iron on, man.
You know, not gonna go up against the
For
cornbread.
sure.
All right, so we can go to Oakland Public Library. We can also see you Sunday at the lake,
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir. Come on
the
out.
cornbread will be out there. We're not just talking about the cornbread you eat. You're gonna be eating
Yeah.
sound.
Come here for yourself, and I'm sure it's going to be very sweet.
Hopefully, it sets off a trend where people go
Hopefully.
back and really start to, you know, build their sound systems, even though I know some of them are advanced. You know, when we did the KPFA party, we got to We got to play on a Meyer system. I
Yeah.
was like, oh man.
Oh, very
And
cool.
they had just gotten it. And it was like, man, it takes 100 hours for this to break in. And you could just feel it, man. I tried to check. I tried to see if they wanted to trade my QSCs for the Meyers. They laughed and laughed and laughed. And they probably said something akin to McDonald's and Burger King and Popeyes and
It's that money, I'll tell you, man. They go,
They
that's how
said
they get
something.
you.
They said something about Popeyes and Burger King and home cooked meal, and walked me out the door. Said, pulled my stuff out. Said it was good hearing you play.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
We
They
appreciate
weren't. They weren't trading.
Yeah, so you know, and that's a part of the game, man. Learning as we go and building off of that innovation, you know, what was done in the past and what we can do in the future. So yeah, I'm very appreciative of where it takes me, and I hope it does inspire other people to do the same.
There you go. Got to tap into that ingenuity.
Yes,
And we
sir.
also got to remember that it's part of a long legacy,
Yeah, our history,
of what
correct.
we do with our history. And, wherever there's a drum, we're trying to find other ways to amplify that drum.
Yes,
Ain't nothing
sir.
wrong with it.
Ain't
So
nothing
we
wrong.
will check for you, Derwin Brown, Oakland Public Library, as well as, doing your thing Sunday. We'll check for you. We're going to take a break on Hard Knock Radio. We'll be right back.
Picasso
What?
and Maya.
Who?
My last name is Susana.
Davey D, Hard Knock Radio. I want to thank our guest, Derwin Brown. Walking in the studio is Aaliyah from Youth Speaks. And Aaliyah, welcome to the show. We don't have a lot of time, so we're going to have to really chop it up with you tomorrow. But what I want you to do is let everybody know why you're coming on. It's National Poetry Month. You guys are celebrating 30 years at Youth Speaks, and you're having your Poetry Slam finals tomorrow night, Friday. So give everybody the information, how they can find out, and then we'll have you come back tomorrow and we'll have a fuller conversation. So tell everybody what's happening tomorrow night and how they can get down with you.
Doors open at 5:30 at Brava Theater in the city. It is our Teen Poetry Slam Finals. 17 of the best poets from around the Bay, all under the age of 20, competing to represent our lovely Bay Area at the national competition this summer, which is also here. We're the home team. Come through. It is free, is open to all ages, and I think you'll really enjoy it if you love poetry and you love art.
Before I let you go, and what are the cities in the Bay that's really been popping with the poetry?
Yeah, we got maybe seven Oakland poets. So Oakland's repping real heavy. We got four San Francisco poets. We got a Hayward poet, a Union City poet, a Fremont poet, so many poets, some Berkeley poets, all over the Bay, truly, truly, truly. So
is there a particular city that holds the crown? Is it the town? Oh, that should be a poem for me.
It really
Do you,
should.
you know, it's the town holding the crown because they get down. Oh, look at that. I win. No, but seriously.
Oh, I'm like, honestly, every year we got some SF poets and some Oakland poets on the team every single year. So those are definitely the most represented. But yeah, we got a lot of poets repping from San Leandro, from San Jose, from Hayward. Those are the sleeper hits. All right. We love the South Bay.
Saratoga in the mix.
Oh yeah, we actually had a Saratoga poet maybe like 2 years ago, I want to say, and they were cleaning up. So I'm
okay.
like, oh, come represent your city, come cheer on the poet that represents you,
So tomorrow night, Brava Theater, want to let people know, 5:30, the doors open, 6 o'clock. And tomorrow on Hard Knock Radio, we will continue a full conversation with Aaliyah from Youth Speaks. We're out the door for now. Peace, y'all.
Let's call a spade a spade. Let's call a pitchfork. Let's just say we know what a posse look like, what a mob can do. We know about chasing ghosts. We know about finding ourselves in dark rooms. We know about safety and numbers. Let's admit that the town people ain't never been afraid of the giant, that the body has always been bigger than the head, that the power has always been with, of, and for the people. So let's just tell the truth. Let's just be honest. Let's talk back. Let's march to infirmary. Let's outline some points. And let us speak of police who will step over our sleeping children to shoot their fathers and ask why they woke and ask why we have guns. We cannot forget how whales sound escaping from a siren or a boy. Let us call little Bobby's name. Let's call little Bobby's mama. Let's put her on the phone with Wanda Johnson or Sabrina Fulton. Let's talk about how easy it is to choke, how America's gravest mass shooting is durational, collective. Let's say wounded knee and never again. Let's say move on HQ and never again. Let's say it in the same breath as Flint, in the same water as everywhere we have been drowned. Let's say America and mean necessarily the trail we wept to get here, the choppy ocean that fought to kill us. Let's say Los Angeles and Philadelphia and Accra and mean the parts of the world who knew revolution as we did, black and impoverished and just coming back from a war like always. Say, let's talk about money, as if the first U.S. bailout wasn't stocked in the hull of a slave ship. Oh, but we ain't supposed to talk about that. We ain't supposed to talk about cotton. We ain't supposed to talk about that gin. We ain't supposed to talk about Jim Crow. We supposed to be post. We ain't supposed to ask for what's owed. We're supposed to be thankful to a tyrant. We supposed to kowtow. We supposed to back down. We supposed to not talk about our ache or what we've missed or how we ain't never had a language or a flag or even a proper family reunion. We are never going to know the names of the people who died for us to live in terror. Let us admit that the idea of Africa is still an offense punishable by death. We are not to dream of going home, not to speak of what has been stolen, not to feed our children, not even to let our hair take flight. We ain't supposed to do anything but die. Not nothing. We supposed to die. We supposed to not even know we supposed to die. We supposed to not speak that we know we're supposed to die. We're supposed to watch our sisters rub crack chalk on their eyes. We supposed to sit and eat stale crust and look on from the outside. What kind of party is that? Let's start our own. We supposed to sit here and wait till somebody let us? Let us stop waiting on freedom like it's the whooping cough. Stop hoping freedom is gonna court us on a Thursday date night. Quit crossing our legs and biding our time and biting our nails. It's our birthright, and they will lie to us and tell us we are violent for wanting peace. Peace is our dowry. We wed to a democracy that keeps taking off its ring. We married to a decadent system that mocks squalor and honor. We saw what they do to our leaders. We see how they're trying to string us up. There are bodies on the asphalt. There are members in holding. There are lines drawn all around us, and they closing in tight. There's a courthouse. There's a free breakfast. There's Emery's pen. There are Tariqa's fingers, Sonia's poems, and Bobby's plans in kitchen. There are instruments of light and joy. There are folks waiting on orders. There are children in the hallway singing songs about our mothers, these blues people in their black leather. There are teenagers sneaking into our meetings. There are old folks who are both afraid and resentful. They didn't do this first, but some did. Some dusted off their pistols and got right to it, right here on Grover MLK, right here on 10th Street, right here out front of McClyman's in Merritt. Come on, real revolution. Come, real revolution. Come, real fire and fake alibi. Come some Sunday when some brother comes to with a visceral realization that he lost sanity to a country that would have his breath on a plaque, would have his head without thinking and mounted. He's either going to want to get even or get freedom. The whole universe stands to benefit if this black man is free. The truth of the matter is white folks' freedom depends on ours, and we've outgrown a binary that excludes all other comrades. We're talking about all the people, all the people, all the people. Let's take all the power, all the power, all the power, all the people, all the people, all the people, all the power, all the power, all power to the people.
Hard knock, turn the speakers in your car up. Quality program, turn in for the real talk. Don't stop. EMN at it again. Sandman, Daddy Man, Chris Juwan Kim. Yeah. Innovation, stimulating ill conversation. Anything else, just imitation. Simulation, step into the zone. The Bay Area zone. Hard knock, radio, let's go. Big shout out to Nita and Davey D. Yeah, right, feel me. Yeah. Honing down at Hard Knock Radio.
Hard Knock Radio.
Kinda crazy though.
Yeah.
Oakland, stand up.
Yeah. Stand up.
Ensemble, Big Night Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bellevue. Come on. Check out.
Why every novice think they hard knock when they ain't gone all in and ain't paid the cost for the fee? Hating that they made they beats trying to eat till they ready from the steel gray boots. They bleed. Maybe they'll save you a seat at the table with a great bread making a speech. Saying peace to the lovers I laid with a breeze. Hey, there's some shade on your name in the street. Let's go.
Real Talk Radio.
You and I rocking with the best in the West.
Yes, Coast. Monday through Friday.
Sing it, Chris.
East Coast.